This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 369, How Marge Manages to Be a Marvelous IELTS Writer.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, I talked to Marge, a Three Keys student from the Philippines, who wrote the winning Task 2 essay this month. Learn from her amazing vocabulary and her top tips for becoming a stellar essay writer. Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. We have a special episode today with a real live student. I know how talking to students really helps you guys. And I've gotten some really good feedback on these episodes. So we're going to try and bring you guys more IELTS candidates just like yourselves. Okay, so today we are talking to Marge. She is a Three Keys student. Marge, where are you from?
I'm from Philippines. Okay, I'm a Filipina, but I'm actually staying here in Singapore with my family.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And what do you do?
I'm a business analyst in a financial sector. Yeah, I've been working here for like 5 years.
Oh, wow, cool. So why are you taking IELTS? What do you want to do?
We're planning to migrate to Australia.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. We just kind of decided to move in for my daughter. We want her to take university there. So, yeah.
Oh, awesome. Okay, that's fantastic. These are the sort of huge dreams that we talk about all the time on this podcast, right? Like these huge motivating life goals. That's cool. So you really want your daughter to go to an Australian university and just start off in like a step ahead, really.
Yeah.
Okay, that's awesome. So the reason why Marge is on the show today is because she wrote the winning essay this month. For students in our course, we have a writing competition every month, and the winner gets like a free little class with me, and then they get to record a show. So Marge and I just finished our 15-minute strategy session, and we talked about like really specific ways that she can increase her speaking score to an 8. So we fit a lot into that 15 minutes, but now we're going to focus on her writing, which is amazing. Okay. I'm just going to ask you some questions first. Okay. So Marge, did you take IELTS before?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
This would be
my
first time.
Had you studied academic writing or writing anything in English before?
No, I didn't take any. This is actually my first time as well.
Wow. Oh, that's amazing. Okay. So that's awesome. So then we could really identify like what you've done to make your writing so good. All right. So first of all, your vocabulary is incredible. Let me just share a few amazing phrases from your essay. So the essay question was about, how online interaction is taking away from face-to-face interaction, right? So this topic of technology and social connection, these topics come up a lot on the exam. So some of your amazing phrases. So affects the basic groundwork of keeping sturdy relationships. You then said transcribed digitally. Relationships built out of digital communications are deemed shallow. I love that. Deemed shallow. Just a couple more. There's just so many awesome phrases. I'm just going to read a couple more. Sensitivity and tone are often neglected, which oftentimes leads to nippy misunderstanding. I so good. I love it. Listeners, If you cannot write as fast as I am talking, just come back to our blog, IELTS.allearsenglish.com, and this will be episode 369. So search for 369, and I will type out all of these amazing structures. Okay, so Marge, what is your secret, man? Why is your vocabulary so amazing?
Okay, actually, those vocabulary that I have used in the essay, I try to stick into what I have. I wouldn't say I use those words regularly.
Okay.
Because, yeah, in speaking, definitely not. But since my work really calls for, like, you know, writing those functional specification documents, I really need to step up in using some good vocabularies, because the readers of my, I mean, the recipient of all those documents that I've made, that I'm making, are actually, like, kind of high level. So I really need to have to come up with some good vocabulary and good grammar structures. So I think.
So how do you how do you come up with them? How do you come up with these awesome words?
Some. To be honest, because I'm still like, you know, practicing, I kind of, I have my cue card with all those vocabularies that I know that I could, let's say, improve on. Yeah.
Good.
Instead of using normal vocab, I try to, like, as what you said, improved.
So, okay, so that would be, let's come up with a process for our listeners, like the process that you're using. So, because this is a really good example. So, where do you get the vocabulary in the first place? Like, where do you find the vocabulary to write on your cue cards?
I actually, reading some materials.
Awesome.
I follow your roadmap. I actually read all those. I read magazines. I read New York Times.
My favorite. So for listeners that don't know what the roadmap is, in our course, we have a 30-day and a 60-day study plan. We call those our roadmaps. And every day, the IELTS practice, it's balanced between testing skills and test practice and overall English. So when Marge says that she's just following the roadmap for her resources, that's what she's talking about, because we tell you guys, like, when to read a magazine, an article, a newspaper, whatever. So that's where she's getting this vocabulary from. Okay, perfect. And then you are collecting this vocabulary on cue cards.
Yes.
Do you review these cue cards a few times a week?
What I normally do is, whenever I practice writing and speaking, I would have all those cue cards in front of me.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I tell students to do. That's perfect. Okay.
Yeah.
And then you're also able to practice using them in your work, which is lucky, right?
Yes,
like,
yeah.
That's really helpful.
It's like hitting two birds in one stone.
Totally. That's super awesome. So, in a way, our roadmap is also helping you communicate at work.
Yes, it does.
Okay.
It does help me.
I love it. Okay. So, what would you say you have learned from the course that has helped your writing? You know, it's so strong. So, if you could just think of, I don't know, like, two or three most powerful sort of activities or lessons or strategies, what's helped you the most in your writing? Hello, awesome listeners. If you are ready to become a 3-key student, start participating in the Facebook group. Submit your own essay so you can be the next wizard winner. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
Keeping a book vocab notes, that's one. Second is by following a roadmap. Okay, I was actually forced to spend some time reading, and that gives me And that actually totally. Helped me a lot in gaining knowledge, gaining information. Because when I first tried writing, my mind basically went blank. Because I can't find anything. It's really hard to brainstorm if you don't have any basic information of what the topic is. And unless you'll do reading, a lot of reading, really, really a lot of reading.
That's the key. No, that's so true though. And funnily enough, this is a topic we've been talking about recently and I've been writing a lot about recently is how to level up your writing, right? And this goes for speaking as well. And I recently did a YouTube video. It should be published this week or next week about why your ideas do matter on IELTS. And this is exactly, I love hearing this from a student because then I'm like, okay, my advice is good. This is working. So this idea of like the culture of thinking that Lindsay and I talk about a lot. I mean, you do need ideas in your head to start with. You do need exposure, right? Yes, to definitely. So many different ideas. Yeah. Okay. That's fantastic. Okay. One other feature I want to talk about from your writing is the amazing introduction. So you're following the template perfectly, right? Like it's organized.
Yes.
It flows, right? It's organized very well. So you're following this organization from the course like to a T. I love it. So bear with me, listeners. I'm going to read the whole introduction because it does deserve to be heard. And I will type it in the blog post for this episode. Okay. With the emergence of different online social activities, face-to-face interaction has noticeably become the lowest option. In the past, we would walk over or pick up the phone whenever we have the need to chat. Nowadays, however, messages can be sent in the speed of light, even to the furthest part of the world. In this essay, I will discuss the consequences of online activities, focusing on mediated communications and delve into some ways to recover from it. Just fantastic. Okay.
Thank you.
It's just, well, that's why you won, right? It's so good. And then the last thing I want to mention that you also did really well that really stuck out for me was the way that you ended the essay. Okay. So the very last sentence of your essay says, I hope that the above suggestions, guys, this is a problem solution essay, by the way. I hope that the above suggestions can help to retain the value of face-to-face over digital interactions and have the best of both worlds. So you did such a good job of working in this idiomatic language, right? The best of both worlds. I love it. So even like these idioms and stuff, you have also learned those from reading?
Best of both worlds, I think that's the only idiom I used.
yeah, but it's fantastic. So did you already know that or did you learn it from reading?
I think that idiom is kind of common.
Well, it is not right. A lot of students use it. Okay. It may be common for native speakers, but not a lot of students use it. So that was great. Okay, before we finish up today, I want to just talk through your writing process with you so the students can learn what a successful student like you does when they write an essay, right? So brainstorming, of course, is the first step. How long did you take to brainstorm?
For the brainstorm, I think it took me around, I timed myself like 5 minutes.
Perfect. Okay. Yeah. Awesome. And again, guys, like she has gotten efficient at brainstorming because she reads. Just want to make that connection very explicit for everyone. Okay. And then while you're writing your essay, what are you thinking about? What is helping you organize those ideas?
I have your template with me. I have everything in my cue card. So when I write, okay, every time I write, I would actually look into my cue card and I would stick into those suggestions that you have.
Okay.
Because it's kind of really difficult to just, you know, make up phrases where you already have them. So why bother thinking of phrases if you have, you know, like you giving us the best phrases that we can use? So I make use of those.
Perfect. And you use them very well. And then when you proofread, do you find yourself making a lot of corrections when you proofread?
For the first time, yes, I did.
Good. But that's what proofreading is for. What are you mostly correcting? What do you find you need to correct?
My linking words sometimes, because sometimes when I proofread, I just notice that my first sentence doesn't really, I wasn't able to use the correct linking words. And I think that would change the context of the message that I'm trying to deliver.
Yeah, so for sure. Kind of stuff, that would affect the cohesion coherence. Yeah,
and
exactly.
Tenses as well.
Okay, yes, everyone needs to check tenses. It doesn't matter what level you're at, you need to check your verb tenses. Okay, that's awesome. Do you have any last advice for our listeners today about preparing to be a writing champion on their IELTS exam? Any last piece of advice?
I think for the brainstorming, personal experience and would really help us a lot. Yeah.
Totally. Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, when I saw this topic, I got interested because, oh, that would be a good practice for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's why I took it. And then when I brainstorm, I basically, I tried to follow this kind of hierarchy. I would brainstorm based on personal experiences. And then, get all those that I've learned from reading.
Yeah.
And then as what you've always advised, we have to just take put down everything, general, specific, and then after you have done all those brainstorming, check down all the notes, you can just, while writing, you can, select a few ideas that you can, you know, just focus on. That's what I normally did. That's what I did.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay. That's awesome. I think our listeners learned a lot today from getting like your firsthand experience about writing. So one of the main messages that I really want our listeners to remember, and this comes up all the time in interviewing successful students, you guys, reading. And, like Marge said, I mean, before doing our course, this maybe wasn't so much of a habit for her, right? But because she's following the roadmap, she knows what to read to learn the good vocabulary and get the high-level ideas. And so that sort of organization and guidance is really the key, but that's not where it stops, right? She has also shown us that being a hardworking student, that is the other half. We can't do it for you.
It's very difficult to find time, Jessica. It's very difficult. Especially for moms like us.
Yeah, I'm with you. I know exactly what you're talking about. So yeah, I think it's inspiring because you have managed to find the time to improve in such amazing ways. So very inspiring story today, Marge. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much, Jessica, for this very wonderful opportunity. I've never been this kind of
it's so
stuff.
Awesome.
So very, guys, awesome opportunity. Thank you.
Yeah, my pleasure. Listeners, if you are ready to get into the same course that has helped Marge and countless other students, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. All right, that is all for today. This is a good episode, man. Thanks again, Marge, and
keep practicing. Thank you so much, Jessica.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.